Yes, Orville?
Good evening, Mr. President.
How are you?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. I've had a bunch of doctors here all day, and I just got rid of them. One on eyes, one on throats, and one on voice. Well, I got a couple more weeks, and I'll be normal.
Feeling better?
Yeah. Tell me now, what is our situation on the Indian thing? I gather that from what I see it, what I hear, that they didn't change their views when they went out.
Well, Mr. President, I don't know what you've heard in connection with that, but there's been no, to my knowledge, and I've tried to be extremely circumspect about this, there's been no indications to anyone outside of the two fellows who have been, that one that came back on this team and one other and myself, and that's all in regard to this report. Now, I'm stressed as the devil about some of these news reports that emanated out of Paris. And that's where this business of what the president was or wasn't going to do apparently started, and I just don't know what the dickens happened over there. But as far as I'm concerned, I just finished when this started refusing, frankly, to make available the report that I just finished a few minutes ago to you, and I refused to give it to the people who had been standing by to get it from State and Aid and, frankly, from Rostow's office. Because I wanted your clearance before I let anybody see it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any written one. I'd just tell me what they tell you. You can't do anything except get us to fight. What'd they tell you?
What they told me was this, that the report that they submitted to me was an objective one that set down the items as you instructed that we agreed to in Rome a year ago. And on those items, I don't have the report before me now because it's just being typed up. Their batting average was about 80%. That on the things that they said that they would do, they pretty well delivered on. That's number one.
Well, now, that's not what your memo said to me the other day, is it?
No, sir. I did not, the information that I had at the time I called some of these factors in question when I reported that memorandum to you was much more reserved than that, and the information I had at that time indicated to me that they were falling further behind than we had thought they should, and that they were not meeting the commitments they had made. Subsequent to that memorandum, the World Bank team came back, as I mentioned to you in an earlier memo, and made certain analyses which were useful and which answered some of my questions. And I sent this other team out after some exposure to them, and they came back with about the same. They're a bit more critical in a number of areas than the World Bank team has been, but on balance, they would give the Indian government an A for effort in connection with what they said they would do. Now, the second thing is that there's no doubt about what they have had a tough break this year. This monsoon failure took place in central India. It came on very quickly, with almost a complete failure of rainfall in the last 6 weeks. In some ways, this is a more difficult situation than a year ago. The overall Indian production is about 6 million tons more than it was last year, but this time the shortfall is concentrated in a fairly limited area that involves about 150 million people, which is a long way from the seacoast, and which unfortunately is in the area in India which has the worst government in terms of the state government. And they seem to be having just a hell of a time getting the local leadership in that area, the chief ministers as they call them, to move. And given the political situation there, why this creates some additional problems. Now, as I set down in this memorandum to you, there are four ways in which some food can be made available there.
Now, wait a minute. What What memo to me? You mean one you're going?
I'm sending it to you. Yeah. One I've been working on all day today.
Yeah. Let's not put much in writing, because this damn Chuck Bailey will have it before I do. Let's just talk about it.
All right.
We can understand it. This is a better way, and I just wouldn't have any reports going around anything, because I think it's better just talk about it.
Very good. Well, Jake hinted to me yesterday that Chuck got his nose into something.
He called and said that you would be here and what was in the report and so on and so forth, but he's got a leak over there. You know, I told you about my farming interest. He knows more about it. I do.
I've been checking all day today, because this really concerns me.
I think it's your boy in the press relations. Our people think so.
Well, I was on him immediately, I think, on this, and I can't find him. But anyhow, in all fairness, Mr. President, if you'll tolerate me for a minute on this, it is known that he went to India, and it is known that I was going to lose it for a while. I had, that was no secret in the department, and Bailey is not dumb, and he couldn't put two and two together, and I hope that that's the case, and I'm doing my damnedest. If there's a leak here, I'll cut somebody's head off. But if I can go back to the four alternatives I think the
doctor will never see anybody.
Or there will be real, real serious hardships. Number one, obviously we can move. The time factor is getting tight because the logistics is very tough. We don't have as much wheat as we had a year ago, and so it takes a little longer to get it mustered. Number two, India can do this herself. She can do it by two methods. First, she can use the army, and the fellows say it would take the army, to force the surplus states to make available what they can spare, and they can take it away from them, and by force put it into the deficit states. Judgment as to whether that should be done, you would know better than I. I would only say that the team reported that it was Superman's comment that if they used this amount of force, that it would mean that he would not be elected. And in all likelihood, it would mean that this administration of the Congress government would fall. But they could do this. They could pick up another million tons of wheat, in addition to the million and a half that they normally get from the surplus states to go to the deficit states.
Now, haven't they had some rains that we hadn't calculated that's improved conditions there some?
Not in terms of what's available now. The rains that came will help them to plant for the spring crop. But it was too late for the current crop.
I understood from some of the journalistic reports that they would increase their production some over what they had anticipated because of rains, but not enough to take care of.
Well, the general analysis of that is very, very little. That the crop they're harvesting now they are harvesting now.
Well, is it going to be a little over their estimates when they were talking to us in August?
They're going to be way below the estimates when they talked to us in August. In August, they estimated 95 million tons. Now they're going to be darn lucky if they get 85.
And do they have a upgrading of their estimates anytime?
No, sir. Their estimates have been pretty solid since the time I was there in July at 95 million tons. They postponed downgrading that estimate as long as they could, and came out with the 85 million ton estimate only a couple of weeks ago. They've been keeping that one under cover as long as they could, and they didn't face it until they had to.
What did they produce last year?
Last year, 74.
And they got 85 this year?
Yes, 85 this year. They got about 10 million ton more.
What did we give them last year, 10?
We gave them 8 last year. About eight and a half, including the sorghums, and they got the balance of 11 from elsewhere. I'm talking now about the calendar year.
I didn't think they got much of substance elsewhere.
They got about $190 million worth, as I recall. Of that, most of it was...
I thought you said 11 million tons.
No, I'm talking about dollars now.
Oh, well...
I'm talking about dollars now. They got the equivalent of about... They got about 1,500,000 tons, 1.5 million tons of grain. And the balance of what they got was of other things, milk, vegetable oil...
Yeah, but all of it put together didn't amount to much, did it?
No, except, well, the other was about the equivalent of another 1 million tons of grain. So they got about 2.5 million tons of grain or the equivalent of grain in either other food commodities or in fertilizer or in other kinds of agricultural inputs. So we put about 8.5, between 8 and 8.5 in. And in terms of the equivalent basis, the rest of the world put in about 2.5 for a total of 11 tons, 11 million tons.
What does a million tons cost, $100 million?
A million tons cost us, well, let's see, it's about $70 a bushel. There's 37 bushels in a ton. I usually deal with a bushel of 0.7. Cost us about $25 million per ton.
Well, what? I was under the impression we gave them about $1 billion last year.
Well, we gave them these figures overlapped a little. We gave them in the calendar year of 1966. We gave them about $650 million worth of everything. When we included the last 6 months of fiscal 66 plus calendar fiscal 66, that came out at about $1 billion. And that
was for a year and a half then.
That in effect is actually for a year and a half, but the shipping on it bunched up in the calendar year. I sent you a memo about a week ago which set down the exact shipments in fiscal 65 and fiscal 66 and in calendar 66.
Now, what have we got scheduled going in there now, December and January?
We have almost nothing. There's a bunch of stuff that's on the seas right now. We'll have in the neighborhood of about 800 to 900 million tons that will go in there in December.
900 what?
800,000 tons.
So that's close to a million tons.
Close to a million tons in December, a couple of hundred thousand tons in January. By the middle of January, there'll be nothing.
All right, now what have they got coming in from Australia and Canada and other countries?
As of this point, to our best knowledge, nothing.
They just think that we can sign up for 10 million tons a year and make a damn what they produce. We'll come on through with it. I guess that's the way they figured.
I think that's a little bit, that there's some truth in that, but they have, since we've made it clear that we're not going to jump easy, they have strongly approached Canada. Canada has indicated, according to best information, that they will make a million ton available and maybe 2 million tons. A million by way of grant, and the additional million perhaps by way of long-term sale. But the problem with Canada is that they can't move very much before the ports are closed. They can't move much until spring. The crucial period in India right now, Mr. President, is the middle of January until the 1st of March. And as matters now stand, that happens to coincide with the election period. And this is the period where they're going to be completely out of supply. They've approached the Australians. They've got no answer. An election's been on there. They've approached the Russians and the French, and they've got pretty much, from the best reports, that we can get a cold shoulder.
Wonder if we couldn't get old Goldberg to take over the promotion job the United Nations are seeing at these wheat-producing countries do what they can according to their population some way with them.
I think it'd be very useful. I think it'd be very useful to have that done and to make some of the rest of the countries face up to this a bit more, because with the exception of Canada, there wasn't a one of them that made a really significant effort last year. And from the scattered reports I've gotten by the statements that Rostow made in Paris this week were not very well. not very well received.
What did Rockville say in Paris?
What did Rockville say in Paris?
He said there that we should join his OECD together and should make some commitments. Each country that is a member of OECD should pick up part of the responsibility for meeting hunger in the Russian.